Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
And a very good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air till 10. It is now Monday, the 20th of January, 2025. Happy Trump Day, everybody. It's really happening. A new world order. Maybe, perhaps, we're at your service today. Anyway, as ever, in the usual fashion, the WhatsApp is 087-032-3232. On the text 51551, that's just for the South, and you can email Oliver at rte.ie. Now, we have a lovely show to set you up for the week that's in it. Our first novel of 2025, indeed. It's called The Cleaner, and it's a thrilling crime story. It's set in a regional university town that's not very specifically mentioned which one, and it's about an immigrant cleaning the homes of three wealthy sisters where the cleaner becomes invisible and kind of snooping and listening in on conversations, and she's hell-bent on revenge, we learn from the start. So cue much revelation about the grotesque lives of the rich and privileged and nasties. Mary Watson is the author, and she's written a very entertaining novel. She's a South African woman who lives in Galway for donkey's years, so we'll be interested to hear how she ended up there and how she's getting along there ever since, because immigration, very much the story of 2025, I think you'll say, because it is, of course, Trump Day. And will you even be watching the television event of 2025 this evening? The coverage starts on RTÉ One Television at 4 p.m. So look out and see. It'll be 5 p.m. our time when the swearing in begins. It'll be minus 10 degrees Celsius in Washington, and the wind chill brings that down to minus 17. That's why everything has moved indoors, you see. So 5 p.m, that's when the swearing-in begins. It'll be the first time indoors since Reagan, 1985. Trump will be swearing, half of America will be swearing, maybe you'll be swearing at home, and then a freezing chill descends upon the land and upon the world. Not everybody will be swearing. There are certainly Trump fans in Ireland, because we've heard from them in the past in this country. And it's going to be a grand television event. If you're interested in politics, even if you loathe the man and everything he stands for, it's always an interesting spectacle, because the Democrats, for them, their main people will be there. 97 guests, we're told, can fit into the Rotunda room. That's the big circular room under the dome in the Capitol buildings. That's where it's all happening, down from the 500 VIP seats they would have at the outdoor version. So there's going to be a merciless trimming of the very important people. There's going to be the oath. J.D. Vance will be sworn in first as Veep, and the controversial Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh will administer the oath of office to him. He was appointed by Trump to the Supreme Court in 2018. Much hoo-ha he got through. He is of Irish Catholic descent, I was reading, on both sides of his family. So the Kavanaugh is very much a Kavanaugh thing, and he's Irish. Not many claims for him at the moment, or the last couple of years. He'll do the swearing in first of all, and then Chief Justice John Roberts will administer the oath of office to Donald Trump. It is a historic moment, because it was the 19th century, the last time we had a president doing their second term non-consecutively. And it'll be the fifth time Chief Justice Roberts will be reading the presidential oath. He was appointed by George W. Bush in 2005, which, believe it or not, is 20 years ago now. And then there will be the singing of the thing, and then a big speech by Donald Trump setting out his next couple of years. People will be watching that speech very carefully. You remember his kind of sinister version of America that he portrayed in his 2017 speech. It was all about American carnage and discussing the place as though it had been torn apart and he was going to rebuild the whole thing and so on. Yeah, so they'll be watching out for signs in that speech that what he's going to focus on. Will he focus on the economy and the immigration that he's mentioned, or will he hint at settling scores, which is another thing he threatened on the campaign trail? A lot of over-analysis of his campaign speeches, trying to extrapolate what actually will become the reality in power. Then he'll be signing 200 executive orders. He'd be like a kind of a novelist on book launch day, just scribbling away with his insane heart attack line type signature. It's the most homework he's ever done. And he'll be doing that performatively in front of all the VIPs and in the front rows. They will be the former presidents and their wives, but not Michelle Obama. Has already explained that she's not going to be there. And her absence has led to a series of fact-free article speculating on the Obamas' marriage, and it brings back memories of the treatment of Britain's Kate Middleton this time last year. Remember when they were speculating on why she was missing? She was out of action because of her ill health, of course. As I say, fact-free speculation, Maria. And around them will be the range of powerful men, most of whom have pivoted from the progressive left of Silicon Valley to the Trump front line. Now, this is part of the telly spectacle, is looking out to see who's among the crowd. Mark Zuckerberg, he wrote feminist things once to his daughter in a big public letter when she was born. And he, of course, famously banned President Trump from the platforms on Instagram and Facebook after that January 6th attack by his supporters that begun in the very room where the swearing-in actually occurs today. The irony of that. Remember the QAnon shaman with the buffalo horns on his head, and they were walking through the rotunda? That's where it's all happening today. And one of the executive orders may well be to free those January 6th rioters. The big question in the Republican Party is, will he extend his pardon to the white supremacist members of that? That is something that's unpalatable to the regular, moderate Republicans. Elon Musk, of course, will be there as well in the front row. He's a lapsed climate action campaigner. He once vowed popular uprising against all the fossil fuel companies, the oil companies. His transformation is now complete at that altar. And Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon and The Washington Post, which is a great old newspaper in the tradition of journalism, in total turmoil over its coverage of Trump at the moment. And each of these, they're all there. The chief executive of TikTok is also going to be in place, of course. TikTok has been well covered across the weekend, and they're all trying to, you know, get favour through multi-million donations to Donald Trump, because he's promised not only to not regulate social media, which is beyond the day where it needs to be regulated, but also to deregulate the industry as it exists, in such whatever regulations they are, particularly lifting the emissions when it comes to data centres and any red tape environmental that curbs the energy use of all these huge tech companies and so on. They've already come into line by cancelling their diversity hiring practices, DEI. It's called Diversity and Inclusion on this part of the Atlantic, but it's DEI over there, and it's an obsession of the MAGA Republicans, the Make America Greater Republicans, that is. And the executive orders are going to sign some of that, which some of the executive orders are very not entirely legally binding, are they? And sometimes outlawing things that aren't even law. For instance, it's not compulsory to have DEI in American companies. Cryptocurrency is going to have a huge boom under Trump as well. That's good news for a handful, but devastating for the savings of the easily duped, which can happen. There's a lot of scams that go on out there on the internet. One that they're claiming is not a scam. Donald Trump and his wife have released two new crypto meme coins, they're called. Trump's released his yesterday morning, and Melania Trump's was released this morning. So Trump's, his meme coin, which is just called $Trump, I think is the best way of pronouncing it on the radio, his is worth $12 billion after one day. But of course, if he was to sell any of them, it would just collapse very quickly, which has happened in previous cases where people who become momentarily famous through viral purposes have set up a meme coin. People invest in their savings, and then the person who set it up sells everything, and in come the administration to investigate if anything wrong happened. Yeah, so his is worth $12 billion. He previously called cryptocurrency a scam, but said he's going to embrace it in his second term. As the BBC says, under President Joe Biden, regulators cited concerns about fraud and money laundering as they cracked down on other crypto companies by suing exchanges. And some people are in jail for their cryptocurrencies. So for the rest of the day then, there will be the inaugural procession at 8 o'clock our time. This was going to be a parade and a march in the open air. It will still go ahead, but it's going to happen in Washington's Capital One Arena inside a stadium. It will be led by Trump and the First Lady Melania, and they will join all the supporters there. There'll be more speeches there. As the Commander-in-Chief, he will inspect his troops for the first time in his second term, and there'll be lots of military there, so he's going to love the visuals of that. Military regiments, marching bands, parade floats. In the outdoor version, I was reading at the weekend that the famous rubbish truck, the bin truck, or garbage truck as they call it over there, that Donald Trump sat in during the campaign, was due to join that parade. So we don't know if it will now in the indoor version. Why was there the garbage truck? Because remember the Madison Square Garden event, a comedian, one of Trump's supporters, described Puerto Rico as a floating island of garbage. And then Joe Biden, criticising that, said his supporters were garbage, hence the truck. Oh my God, that feels like a long time ago now, but it's happening. And the celebrations then will continue. There will be inaugural balls held across Washington, where Trump and they'll all be in white tie and dancing to music from The Village People, Carrie Underwood. Michael Flatley performed at the last one in 2017, but there's no mention of him so far. Guests expected will be his new Hollywood ambassadors, Sylvester Stallone, John Voight, Mel Gibson, all Trump fans. Other possible people, Dennis Quaid, Hulk Hogan and Kid Rock. They'll be expected to be joined as well. And the man who played Shazam in those Marvel films or DC Comics films is a big Trump fan. He could be somewhere in attendance as well. And again, when it comes to Ireland, obviously tariffs are the big fear here, that it'll damage imports and so on. But I know some of the press in America say that could hurt growth for the Americans as well. And the attention turns once again to Doonbeg, which is the capital of Trumpsville, County Clare in Ireland. And I see Paddy Cullivan in this morning's Irish Mirror is one of the media people descending to review Trump International Golf Links and Hotel. And he's mentioned some interesting things. I didn't know, for example, or I'd forgotten that he bought this whole resort in 2014 for just 10 million euro. It's an absolute steal. The entire golf links all along the coast there, an extraordinary series of buildings. He's invested millions more into it since, and it's been quite a big success. The resort earned 17 million euro in 2023. It's estimated the resort will earn a further 140 million when its owner is back in the White House. And Paddy Cullivan went for a lesson with Brian Shaw, who's Trump's personal golf pro in Ireland. And he gave him a tour of the course. And he said one of the things, he said Trump is a better golfer than Obama and Bill Clinton combined. Well, he has to say that, doesn't he? But an interesting thing is, things that Paddy learned on his visit was that inside the gift shop, they sell, it's the only place in Ireland you can buy a MAGA hat, the famous red iconic hats. And I'm told the signature red versions sell out as soon as they come in. The shop sold 5,000 MAGA caps in 2023, down in the beautiful part of the world that is Doonbeg in County Clare. And let's go down there this morning, shall we? Saoirse Comerford is of Comerford's Bar is in of Doonbeg, has met some of the Trumps. Good morning to you, Saoirse.
Good morning, Oliver.
How are you doing? Happy Trump Day. Eric and Donald Jr., they're the ones more intimately involved, I think, in the resort in Doonbeg. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, the two lads have been over and back in a number of visits there over the last number of years.
Do they come once a year, or how often do they? Do they ever come quietly?
They come and they do their business and they come down to the village and it's all very low-key. They're very normal down-to-earth lads and they just get on with things.
And they come into Comerford's?
They've been in, yeah. Yeah, they've been in a few times.
Do they come drink, by the way?
They come in and they come in with their party friends and stuff and they just blend in and enjoy the music. If there's music on of a night and they'll just get on with it, yeah.
Sit there and chat. Do they mix with the locals or do they stick to their own?
Yeah. Yeah, no, they'll no different than any of the rest of the lads. They'll get involved and they'll have a bit of crack. And if there's a bit of music playing, they'll get involved in the music and the whole
shebang. And exactly. they've stood around the odd time as well for the locals. Very important for blow-ins, isn't
exactly.
It?
Very, very important down in the west of Ireland.
Don't say that. Shame. That's Eric and Donald Jr. And you haven't met the main man himself.
No, we haven't had the pleasure of meeting Donald yet, but hopefully now he'll be back to us again in his next term and he'll visit us again. It'll be great for the locality.
He's famous for being a teetotal, so I'm not sure how exactly, much of a regular in pubs he is, but he does show up the odd time. And will you be marking the inauguration this evening in Comerford's pub?
Yeah, we'll open, I suppose, this time of the year in West Clare. It's quiet. Something like this is great to put us on the map. We very much depend on the tourism down in West Clare, and you know the likes of this publicity is great for us, you know, and the hotel has been great for us in West Clare. It brings an awful lot of people into the locality and creates an awful lot of jobs, and that's badly needed in rural Ireland at the moment.
For sure, that's why people are very happy with the business that he brings, and indeed the investment in the hotel, because it is a success. It is. I thought it was mostly Americans, but I was reading this morning that it's roughly half and half.
That's right. Yeah, I know there's a lot of people from Dublin, Limerick, all over the country come there weekends and. You know, it's very much, you know, when the place is open and, you know, unfortunately this time of the year when it's closed for a few weeks, you know, it does have an impact on the local businesses. You know, definitely brings an awful lot of business to the area when it's open up there, and creates an awful lot of employment. And, you know, the people that's working up there, they come and they spin in the village, and, you know, it's a great money spinner for West Clare.
They come for the golf.
Exactly.
Which is why it's quiet, so quiet in January. Well, look, you go and enjoy inauguration, if that's the thing you can do. We'll enjoy a busier Monday than you'd usually get in January, I presume.
Exactly.
Shorta, lovely to talk to you. I'm also going to chat now to Rita, who's running McInerney's shop in Doonbeg as well. Good morning to you, Rita.
Good morning, Oliver.
And you're McInerney as well, of the McInerney shop, I presume.
Yes, yeah, I'm the owner here, yeah.
Very good. And you're multiple generations running that shop before you.
Oh, yeah, we've been in a few locations, but we've been in Doonbeg a long time. I suppose my ancestors are here since the early 1700s in business. And it's kind of morphed in different ways, but always had like the shop element involved in business for both sides of the family. So, yeah, we're here a long time.
So I presume you'll be closing up around the time the ceremony will be underway this evening.
Yes, yeah, I suppose it will bring that bit of interest, I suppose, because of Doonbeg and the connection. There is a bit of an extra interest in the presidency. I mean, we have such a great relationship with the US as a country, and it's very important that we maintain that relationship. And I think that possibly this is a good advantage of having that a bit more closer relationship than normal in terms of a president having a business in the country. So I would hope that would improve relations. And certainly, yes, there's a bit of added interest locally in relation to the inauguration this time.
Oh, yeah, no, there's a descent on Doonbeg, I can sense. You've actually met Donald Trump down there.
I have, yes, yeah. The last time he was here, yeah. It was primarily to do with our coastal protection issues here. You know, we have, there's been a number of storms. Actually, the time they came back in 2014, you know, we were in the middle of storm season at that time.
Right.
And, you know, it was a considerable effect on our local beach at Duckmore, and I suppose we're constantly working on that as a community with National Parks and Wildlife and with local businesses and farmers in relation to the importance of coastal protection. So it was primarily in relation to that issue that I met him on his last visit here.
All right, and you met him when he was president?
No, he wasn't.
It was 2014 at the time. But
yes,
you sat down and had a chat with him?
No, sorry, this is just in the last, say, 18 months. He was here in between, I suppose, before the campaign started for the presidency this time. And while he wasn't president, he visited again.
May,
in more recent
2023.
Years. Yeah, he did, yeah.
That's the meet. And I believe there's a great kind of rapport, isn't there, between the village of Doonbeg and the golf club as well, because they actually ferry people from there into the village because the Americans want to meet the locals.
Yeah, and I suppose that's been, like, I suppose the project initially was commenced in the 1990s in conjunction with Shan Development as a way to bring tourism and bring a business to West Clare that wasn't necessarily a factory and something that would, because we knew we had a beautiful product in terms of West Clare and the sand dunes at Duckmore and its potential as a golf course. And, you know, that eventually project got underway and it was developed and it was sold on, and then the hotel element was built by Kiowa, and then they subsequently sold it on, and it was bought by Trump after that in 2014. So, you know, it's been, they're the fourth owners of the golf club. We've always had a good relationship with anyone who's owned the property in terms of local employment, local infrastructure, retained access to Duckmore Beach, and local membership of the golf course.
Yeah.
So those elements have always been important, and the facility to bring people up and down to the village has been there since the beginning, and they have continued with it because they recognise the importance of the American tourists getting the Irish experience and, you know, coming down and availing of our other restaurants
and
pubs
and
meeting local people. And it's a very important element of it.
And Rita, I presume you'll definitely be watching the inauguration because you're a political figure yourself. You're a Fianna Fáil councillor. So you'd surely be interested.
I am, I would have a big interest in politics.
Just in case people were wondering, you got into a councillor flow there, so I thought I should point that to people.
Yeah, I suppose,
It just turns on, doesn't it?
the business head, and I suppose Saoirse covered a lot of the, what's important from a business perspective. So I suppose from a political perspective, it's also interesting. You know, people have an interest, and I would obviously have an interest in politics. So there's that side of it.
But you will, and I'm sure you can look forward to another inauguration on Wednesday when Micheál Martin looks set to be voted in as well. But we'll let you go in the meantime, Rita McInerney. Enjoy
thank
the day.
So
good luck in the shop in Doonbeg. That's McInerney's shop down there. And thanks as well to Comerford's Bar as well for that chat. And if you want to stay down there, actually, it's an expensive enough place. It's a 5-star hotel. Guest rooms from €327. They'll be off peak. And it goes up to, some of the Ocean View suites start at nearly £700. And a lot of those 5-star hotels are just priced for the Yanks these days, because they're if there's Americans in the country, they do tend to be quite wealthy if they're staying in a hotel in particular. So there you go. It is Trump Day, and off he goes. He begins a very, very, very popular. He's close to 50% on his approval ratings. Just to compare that, Joe Biden is crashing out of office at 25% approval rating. And Trump was on 36% at the end of his term. 36% even after the January 6th thing and everything. Obama ended at 52%. So Trump is beginning roughly where Obama set off, and he has a lot of political capital behind him this time. And the moderate Republicans are saying they're hoping that he focuses on raising incomes rather than setting his score. When I call them moderate Republicans, the people who voted for him for his Republican side of things, that they find the things he says objectionable, and the fears that the administration will be sexist and will be anti-immigration with those deportation orders and all the things that Democrats fear. Some of the Republicans don't like the sense of that, so they prefer that he doesn't settle the scores, that he goes and raises incomes and does what the people, as you heard in Doonbeg, in terms of their business people only, obviously, who have their interests there, that he brings a business acumen to the White House again. That is, they're the hopes. He's a very, very popular man at the moment. And someone says they've turned us off already because they're having a Trump-free day. You'll have to, what are you going to do for the rest of the 4 years? It's going to be a tough old time. Trump's pending inauguration, it's a separate message, has been for many the elephant in the room. It's the grim reality has finally arrived. 4 more years of unpredictable mayhem beckons. What on earth will his mind be like in 4 more years? He'll be the same age as Biden. Scary, some would say. Will he actually be older than Biden, because he is making history today because he's the oldest person ever to be inaugurated as a president at 78 years plus 78 and a half, I think it is, around June, whereas Biden was 78 and his birthday had been in November. But there you go. We'll see what happens, and there'll be plenty more coverage as the day goes on. The Democrats are feeling defeated this morning, but it is about the winners. And always remember in politics, if you're around long enough, sure, some of the winners will end up as the losers.